Yo, agenda, price.
Are we not going to say episode 100?
100.
Spoils it.
100 in the week.
People must think
just
that
put
this is...
Put something in there, Mikey, like a firework.
An explosion.
Congratulations, guys.
Explosion.
We've made it to 100.
People must think like this is nice. Like set up with Dave interrupting every week, but it's every week at the beginning of it. I say, don't
you,
interrupt.
I gave you 2 weeks off where I didn't say anything.
It's because you weren't here.
Listen to you reading the agenda.
Agenda.
Silently.
Price. India making oil payments. Jerome Powell, 2% inflation. Dave's going to explain why there's a 2% inflation to everybody. China Evergrande. Bitcoin less volatile than oil. Bitcoin ordinals. Barstool. Going to be interesting conversation. Robin Hood. There's actually a joint one on that. Robin Hood and... Can I borrow the pen, please?
Temporarily, you've got to give it back.
Robin Hood and it was the Russian guy, wasn't it? That
the Wagner military leader.
We'll unveil the information on that properly.
What, are you releasing the plane details? Why the plane went down?
No, the Bitcoin wallet.
Oh, sorry.
Exclusive.
Yeah, when you mentioned his name and release details, people are probably going to link the plane and his timely demise.
Episode, big news story.
Wow.
Fake information on Twitter on all these Bitcoin wallets and what's going on with everything. So we're just going to try and clarify and clear that up. Omani government, Bitcoin is now Sharia compliant.
Omani have got their own government? Or do you mean Armenia?
I meant Oman.
Oh, right.
What did I say? Armani.
Armani.
How do you pronounce that? Omen? That's the Omani government.
If I was in charge of an agenda.
I think you were
right.
I am right.
Armani.
Omani.
No, listen to that back. You said Armani.
That's just my accent.
Christ.
And the mining infrastructure of the building. We're not doing that one. Grayscale getting converted to spot Bitcoin ETF potentially, and Twitter up to, again, more fake stuff. I just want to clear up Twitter with the licenses and people talking about crypto.
You're cleaning up
Coin Corner news,
the latest Bitcoin news.
Yeah, because I ain't got the energy.
It's a service you're providing on behalf of the people.
I ain't got the energy and time
road sweeper
to tweet it and explain it. So it's easier just to explain.
We should
down
just
here.
Get him a big broom and a high vis jacket. Could be a segment out on the party.
The party holds the broom with the...
Yeah. I like that.
Sweeps the fake news away. Any fools and horses.
Of course.
Yeah, there's that character in there that's a road sweeper. They're always called Rodney Dave. What's he called? What's he called?
I can't remember.
Come on.
I know what you mean.
Mike's going to get it off.
Come on. What's his name? I'll get it before Mike.
Yeah. Mike, you have time.
Trigger. Yes, in your face. Yeah. In your face.
I wasn't typing.
Pretending to type.
Everyone heard you.
So just click the got it.
Can't even bloody use Google. Trigger anyway, yeah, let's call him Trigger.
It's a road trigger. I like that. I've got a mate called Trigger.
Of course you have.
Where do you want to kick off?
Price. Always what we're at.
I want to kick off that the 100th episode.
Mm.
Yeah, well done.
We've done that already. We had the firework.
Zach had a good idea about listening back to the first ever one.
Because you weren't in it.
I didn't want to because I wasn't in it.
Yeah, it'd be cringy.
Those are happier times, eh, guys?
Yes. When you had like
just the three of us.
One microphone.
Yeah, that's around one mic.
Yeah.
With the beeping from the outside.
Yeah.
That we didn't notice until someone said.
No sound quality.
Nope. We also had like the agenda wasn't really an agenda like this, was it?
I honestly can't even remember the first episode.
It was more about like Bitcoin education. So we tried to do like a fact a week and talk around like educating on something each week. Which was the original kind of scope, but then it came into more the news and focus on.
And somehow you were going by it along.
How did you? I don't even know how you ended up.
Basically, that's what happened to
you. You just get stuck
something, and then we
just
had to do
this company. Is I just worm my way in everything and everything, and then eventually I'll run every department, kick Danny out.
Yeah, he's just working on his one department at the minute
to
scale up afterwards.
Cool. Well, I mean, after 2 made it.
Is there 100 more?
Sorry, Mal, doesn't look like your mic's actually being picked up properly.
That's the 100th episode news, Molly. Sorry.
Did we hit you? Are literally going to have to edit this out.
It's just like much lower than all the others.
It must be like deep
in
my voice.
Yeah.
That's much
better.
There we go.
We're back. Price.
Oh, okay, moving on.
27,300 at the minute.
Yep.
Clearly bumping off the back of the 100th episode.
In anticipation.
Yeah. What was it, a little 6% pump off the ETF you used yesterday? As soon as that got released,
There was two, wasn't
there? That and the SEC, wasn't it, as well? Thing.
So the Grayscale ETF news. Yeah. What was the SEC news? Was it the same thing?
Mylins.
That was the same thing. Right. There was another one that I put in the chat.
Yeah, they're in the
app. No.
28.
Yeah, we went to 28 last night, yeah.
Did we?
Yeah. I put it in...
The WhatsApp chat.
Literally mute that.
I am
pretty, if it's coming from you.
I am pretty extensive on it, to be fair.
What was it that have to what keep took it to 28, above 28? It wasn't related to that.
Find it for you. And
Bloomberg Intelligence believes spot ETF could launch this week in the US.
Yes.
And that's what it was.
As that tweet went out, the price pumped to 28 from 27.5. You can see the little spot.
But was that related to the Grayscale news?
Yeah, because they believe
their intelligence now believe.
Then, yeah.
Very good.
And it was Bloomberg. You actually read it because you replied to it.
I didn't realize you were relating that to an additional pump.
Right. I read out the exact words I said to you.
The same pump.
No, it's not. It was. You can see.
I've already read the article. Yeah, okay. It does now looks like a big pump and then a
micro pump.
A micro pump.
And two pumps.
I can't interest in micro pumps.
I put, not sure I believe that, but who knows. And then I said, did spike 28K on that news, though. And then you replied.
You were the next quite quickly to reply.
Saying, if Bloomberg are saying it, you can believe it.
Okay. I
didn't
read
the article. I just said it was Bloomberg.
He read it. Okay. Fine. So a couple of pumps.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anticipation for ETF. Mm. ETF's a talking point, isn't it? So we may as well get onto that.
Where's so the Grayscale?
You're throwing the agenda out.
I know.
Court case against the SEC.
Down here somewhere. Grayscale won the court case against the SEC to convert their GBTC into a spot Bitcoin ETF.
So
did you see the... Well, the judge said, his quote was, the initial ruling was arbitrary and capricious.
Ooh.
The word
capricious. That's my word I learned.
Oh. Capricious.
Do you know what it means?
Like vicious?
It's like sudden change of mood or motive.
Okay.
And then it related to like other similar scenarios where the SEC have approved stuff, not in Bitcoin relation, but and gone a sudden change of mood.
Did they say something about it was like almost criminal from the SEC?
Oh, so I don't know.
Not allow it originally. There was something in it about that, yeah. Saying like quite aggressive in how the judge ruled it.
But yeah, capricious.
Capricious.
Right.
Okay. So it's now back on the cards.
So it's back on the cards. They have, so again, just to help clarify some of this, I'm sweeping up here for you guys.
Sweeper Scott.
They have, from my understanding, someone can correct us if I'm wrong here.
Not a date for you, isn't it? I'm sweeping up for you.
Sweep up after me, though.
Sweeper to sweep.
Come and help. They've got 45 days, I think it is, to the SEC, about 45 days to dispute it.
Okay.
So it's not like Grayscale will get turned into an ETF straight away.
No.
Now, I don't know as well if the SEC have to say, like, now they're not going to dispute it, or whether they can wait 45 days and say that, which means nothing could happen with that in theory until 45 days at minimum before it gets done. So if they dispute it, then it'll go back into another case and it'll go round in circles again. So it's not over the line yet, should we say. And it'll potentially still take some time. So it half sets a precedent for, that's why the Bloomberg one, I wasn't quite sure. I believe that, them saying there could be one approved this week. And for me, that's, they've jumped on the back of the Grayscale thing and success from that means, the others can all be approved now. There's no reason they can't, but actually this could drag for another couple of months.
Yeah, because I think, isn't it technically the courts overturned the decision to reject it?
Yeah.
Not to approve it, so it still then has to be approved again.
Yeah. Now that's still the same process as the other guys.
So how far down the process line were they?
They were converting.
They already have something and they wanted to convert.
Is that slightly crooked? Because in terms of scale, are they not one of the biggest Bitcoin fund? They are the biggest Bitcoin fund.
They did that because they couldn't get an ETF. Mm-hmm. So they'd done that model, but with the idea to convert eventually to an ETF once
they were buying more than that.
Did they not have quite a big discount on their underlying asset?
They did.
From the actual fund amount.
Yeah.
So, and now that's really closed up. It was like 50% down.
17%, I think.
Yeah. So it's gone from 50 to 17. So basically, it's like Bitcoin on discount, isn't it?
It's still 17% discount at the minute.
Yeah.
Because the theory was, once it gets converted, it'll come back to zero.
So they had a huge upturn in there that obviously you would have in terms of the price.
Yeah.
We're back.
We hope.
Right.
We hope.
Let's go again for the third time.
Worst episode ever.
Yeah.
Out of 100. Yeah. Mikey keeps balls in it all.
So we had a bit.
I'm blaming Adobe here. I've not touched it. It just stopped.
Bit of disruption there. We're back. So
I feel flat now.
We're finishing it. Yeah. You look flat. So we were just finishing on the Bitcoin Grayscale ETF piece. Yeah. Dave was just saying
Grayscale was it a discount? Was it 50? Now it's a 17. Someone's got a bargain, by the way, if they were betting on that court case verdict.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest Bitcoin fund out there. Big player in the space. Great.
Yeah, it's all stuff we didn't say before when it comes.
Didn't
off.
We? Well, thank you. Nope. Yeah, right. So. Okay. That's where we're up to.
It was a really insightful, like, you know, take before as well. We lost that, that minute.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
100th episode. I was so buoyed for this.
And then Dave gives us that. So, yeah, I think we've still got a bit of time before we see an ETF, personally. India completing first crude oil payments to the UAE in rupees, ditching the US dollar. Long time coming.
So it begins.
Talked about this quite a bit recently. Anyone's comments?
Good for them.
Anyone with an opinion or a comment?
There's not too much to add to it. That's just pretty cool, isn't it?
Was it a one-off? Are they doing that going forward?
I don't think everyone knows. They don't really tell you.
No. If everyone starts to do it, what's it do? Cuts demand for USD down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is what they want.
This is kind of like the whole BRICS agenda, isn't it?
More trade to either local currencies or one that they control.
Have you seen their diagram for the new payment system?
No.
So this.
Oh, they're drawing a diagram.
There's a diagram going around of the countries. So you've got the countries, I'm trying the camera. The countries, say like Russia, China, so on. And then you've got like their bubble. And then outside of their bubble, you've got like little. It's kind of like a node. Diagram, and then the nodes attached to it are like their local payments. So their local payments go into this bubble, and then they all come into a central bubble, and that central bubble is the BRICS payment system, whatever. So you can pay in your currency to foreign people, and they'll theoretically do an FX, I assume, on that central point. So basically, they've just recreated SWIFT, is what they've just done there.
Whose bank's controlling that then? Is there's not a BRICS central bank?
Well, that's what this would theoretically
do. Is that what they're trying to build?
I assume, don't know the detail of it.
Oh.
Have you got the diagram, Mike?
No, sorry. You just say, is there any other thoughts on this? I was just saying there was a. I will pull that diagram up, but there was an Indian oil and gas minister who said that he still doesn't see de-dollarization taking root yet.
Yeah.
Even though this is all happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, what was that diagram? Interesting.
So it's a little first step.
Yeah, it's going to be a slow process, I assume.
BRICS payment system.
There's more countries that joined BRICS recently.
Yeah, it was like 6 or 7, I think.
Queuing up.
BRICS Pay.
Yeah, it's called Google Images, and there might be, that one, yeah. That's it.
Oh, that's a nice little colourful diagram, isn't it?
Ooh, I like the colour scheme.
We're in.
It seems so friendly.
And to be fair, it does, that's probably what they've done. They've gone at like a very...
Might just be further down on that page, mate.
Childish colour
scheme. No, it's like Google, so, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it. Why would you not want to join that? It looks friendly, welcoming, opening.
So BRICS Pay is in the middle, and then you've got like all the payment, they're just trying to show you that you'll be able to pay from the kind of like send globally.
But like
kind of what this is.
Why wouldn't they do it? In terms of, okay, they've got...
They'll never agree and create this. This is part of the problem with a lot of these. They have this... That's why Bitcoin works, because it's decentralized. You don't have to agree. This is who controls BRICS Pay. Who controls that is going to be the big problem. That's going to be the sticking point, because China will want it, but then Russia will want it, and then India won't allow that. And I mean, India already backed out one of the things recently about doing the, was it the gold-backed crypto?
Yeah, they wanted to have their own gold-backed currency, didn't they? And they were like, no, we want to strengthen the rupee.
Yeah, so they backed out of it. So BRICS Pay for me is just never going to
work. You don't think it'll be smooth sailing?
No, we've already got Bitcoin doing that, and you've already got Lightning and Send globally with what we've started to build out there, doing exactly what they're trying to highlight here. But we've done it in a decentralized manner where countries have to agree between themselves.
I mean, most of these countries hate each other as well, so they're not going to be able to agree on anything.
Yeah, there might be, but do they become unionized at the
hatred of the US.
They might all just play ball.
That's where this has come from. Yeah. Eventually, it'll.
Eventually,
people are the problem.
Oh, I think you're right. It'll never happen.
No,
but it's nice to dream.
Well, their dream.
I don't dream of that. Not, do you dream? No. It's like if you're part of that, that's their dream. Someone's put that together and come up with that nice logo. Someone's had a dream.
Probably wasn't a dream. It's probably just a job.
The World Bank and the IMF are trying to do it as well now.
Yeah.
The IMF were talking about doing a global thing. So that handles local currency FX.
And everyone keeps saying Ripple's doing it for them, and Ripple's going to be the one that's using it. And so it's kind of like the XRP army really don't get that, do they? That they don't need to use XRP. Yeah. Ripple is a company. According to the SEC, Ripple, well, not the SEC, but the judge, Ripple is a company. XRP is theoretically not associated with it in some respects of what they're trying to argue. But Brad Garlinghouse, what it's called, he does a podcast with Pete McCormick, I think, from like a couple of years ago, and he actually talks on there and says, actually, you don't need to have XRP. XRP is irrelevant to them. Ripple would still continue to operate even if you switched off XRP and didn't use it. They need funding, obviously, because that's where all the funding comes from, but they wouldn't need that. They only needed that to be a currency at each end, so they had liquidity to be able to sell into the market, to be able to move the money around the world. And it's like Bitcoin's already done that now, guys. You're trying to now catch up with Bitcoin in some way there. But really what Ripple are trying to do is just become the new Swift and don't give a crap about the XRP. The only reason they give a crap about it is to fund the Ripple.
I mean, this stuff looks like a country's trying to reclaim a bit of control back, doesn't it, from the World Bank, the World Bank's control, you've read the Gladstein book in terms of how the controlling points of that was distributed after World War II. And all these countries, even though their economies are growing quite considerably, they haven't got any controlling interest in that World Bank domination. So it's like, all right, pretty an alternative.
Well, even that, as Danny mentioned, like even China, we're going to want a piece of that. In that book, it talks about the flow of funds actually going now from China doing a lot of lending rather than the IMF to these kind of countries.
Which China has already been doing.
Yeah, you're moving the power from the IMF to China, essentially.
Especially in Africa.
Yeah, BRICS pay versus IMF pay versus Bitcoin.
Yeah, basically, Bitcoin is the alternative, isn't it? Where things should be going.
The one that isn't controlled.
The one that will move the quickest.
Just choosing to ignore it.
Yeah.
It will move the quickest and it will be there as a solution quicker than these other ones. And work in a better way because you don't have the human intervention or the human mistakes.
I wonder how long they'll keep going like this for before they're just like, oh, just use Bitcoin.
They never will. Power and control. They won't control. It's like a human behaviour and it's on that control.
Being able to print your own money in Mali is very useful, isn't it? You can't do that with Bitcoin.
It's true.
This BRICS pay could take off in terms of what I was just saying there. If China's the biggest lender to all these countries, it could be like mandated to use BRICS pay, like the IMF mandate, all that stuff. Yeah.
Argentina.
The Chinese economy right now is like, it's not like they've pushed a lot of stimulus through, especially for foreign investment bits and pieces. And they've put through a mandate to lower people's current mortgage rates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because basically I think they're having a bit of cost of living crisis themselves. You don't hear about it, but they've lowered stamp duty on all trading of stocks and shares. Like, the big housing companies have started to go under the share prices of...
That's one of the talking points. Evergrande.
Yeah, so they went
pop 18 months ago.
Yeah, but it's indicative.
I had a bit of deja vu then.
But if you're biggest house builder, the knock-on effects of that going under or struggling... I mean, people aren't buying houses. People aren't renovating houses. There's loads of subsidiary businesses that start to struggle.
I think that's already happened as well. The knock-on effects of Evergrande going bankrupt has already theoretically happened in my my head there, which is what you're talking about there. That's why they're seeing that now as a big part of it. But like you say, maybe it's just hidden from the outside world.
So they've had more withdrawal of foreign investment from China than ever previously in the last 6 months. So it's not rosy in China.
No,
it's not any country in the world. So we're talking about like from a fourth turning event, the demise of the dollar. Well, everyone's struggling in the current world.
Yeah. China had an opportunity, and I think they've screwed that up.
They had an opportunity
to push themselves into more global reserve currency-esque power, but I think they've screwed it up with where their economy is at the minute.
Right. I think people are generally wary of getting too involved with a communist country anyway.
Oh, yeah, but clearly not. Brits.
Yeah, but there's no like, there's no G7 thinking they're going to leave the G7 and join a BRICS
that we know
institution.
Of.
So, well, that'd be big news, wouldn't it? But yeah, not likely.
People are stupid.
People are stupid.
Those long like, people are lazy saying.
People are also stupid.
Yeah, I'm classing myself in that. I'm stupid. Everyone's stupid.
Oh. We should do like a BRICS versus G7 kind of charity boxing event.
We should do like
get all the leaders.
So imagine Biden.
You should pick your opponent. And
Biden couldn't even go. Ref in a match.
Wonder if it's getting the ring.
Right. Cool. So yeah, talking of monetary power and influence, 2% inflation.
What was the article?
It was the, I think it was the Jerome Powell one that I shared with you when we were
so going to get inflation back down to the 2% target.
No, the question to him on telly was, why is inflation 2%?
Right.
And he could not answer it. It was an incredibly, so we laughed about it, didn't we, I think, saying, did we talk about it last pod?
I think we did.
I think I said, watch the
right.
the clip. And yeah, it was incredibly bad. So we looked at that and trying to understand, nobody really has an answer of why 2% inflation came around. Dave's going to explain to us now why 2% inflation came about, being the economist and finance guy.
I'm by no means an economist. Wish I was clever enough to be.
You don't have to be clever to be an economist.
No, you do.
Yeah, right. You do.
You know, nobody knows what to do.
I'm pretty retarded, Tommy, and you don't.
No one shows no one. I think you do. So why 2%? So anything lower than 2% is verging on deflationary. Okay, so all the GDP markers of your economy growing, of any success in your economy, is measured in GDP. So if you didn't have, this is what I'm imagining, because I can't, there's no firm answer anyway.
You're trusting
right?
it to be fake there then at that point.
How?
Faking the growth of your economy by creating inflation.
No, but are you?
Yeah. You're adding money to the circulation to increase GDP to make it look like your GDP is growing, but actually it's not because your inflation is outpacing it.
But there'd be positive and negative effects of
the way
of money went into inflation. I don't know why it's 2%. Yeah, if I'm honest,
but I know why it's 2%. So we have an answer now of why it's 2%.
The whole New Zealand thing's a false fallacy. I think it's
the best answer we've found.
Clickbait for the internet.
The best answer we found.
You get an economist on here, and we'll be able to understand why it's 2%.
None of them can seem to.
Jerome Powell's put on the spot. Why is it 2% and uses
an answer? I know you can say that there's no simple answer because it's complicated matter and stuff, and I understand that background. Mm-hmm. You understand there's complications, but there's no explain it like I'm five. What's 2%?
We should ask ChatGPT.
Load her up, Maggie. There's a healthy balance somewhere between losing your purchasing power where inflation's too high, okay? Which is what we're seeing at the moment. Inflation got too high, but salaries haven't matched it, though they've gone up a bit, and so people are poorer. But if you then start reversing that, like
you're trying to bring inflation back down by reversing it, which is
there's a healthy level.
What is that?
Because
people are saying there's a healthy level.
But why is it 2%? I don't know specifically why it's 2%, but there's an unhealthy and healthy levels. There's a boundary.
Says who? The economy is
and everyone forever.
Roller coaster. So there's never really been a healthy level.
So imagine the scenario where it's deflationary. Okay, so your purchasing power is going up and up and up.
Yeah, so that's coming down.
Yeah, but what does that mean in terms of a bond market?
You'll eventually meet an equilibrium where it'd sit neutral and not move. So it would be at zero, let's call it. And then at which point there'd be no such thing as inflation and deflation because it would just be neutral. I know that's not a world that's ever going to realistically happen.
I think there's too many moving parts. I'm thinking about like population growth in countries and bits like that. And housing demand, product demand,
and
then manufacturing supply. There's no literally, it needs to be this. I think it's okay, 2% is manageable for the man on the street. And anything more than that, either side is just a punishment.
So the answer is much simpler than any of this, isn't it? Which we found. Which
it's not the answer. There isn't an answer. That's the problem.
Right now,
that things are too
so
broad and complex for an answer. What's the answer, Danny?
The answer is New Zealand decided that they would pick 2% just because they didn't know what to pick, so they just went with 2%, and everybody in the world followed New Zealand. There is your answer. So they all followed New Zealand's 2%.
No point in history has anyone in the world followed New Zealand.
Apparently, that is what happened with the 2% inflation. That's where that target came from.
Why would you pick a country?
Lovely place.
We have no idea, but that's what they picked.
4 million people. Yes, it's silly. It's a silly answer.
None of them. Well, that's
a silly answer. It's a silly internet answer. I would like to be proved wrong, but
it's not been proven wrong.
No, I'd like to be proved wrong that it isn't a silly internet answer.
They've been told there's a better answer.
I think there's no easy answer.
Find the New Zealand answer. For
that. But you're trying to pick an easy answer to something that's hugely complex. That's just silly.
So it was apparently there. They picked it. Everybody followed. 30 years ago, was it? They decided 2%. Everyone went with it. Nobody understood why.
But 30 years ago, there was inflation before that. There's inflation targets.
No, there wasn't.
30 years ago is not that long ago. You know, there's no one discussed
90s. It would be the 80s before. I don't know. I'll have to read the detail.
Yeah, 1990. Sorry, well, inflation. And then before that, what should we do before New Zealand?
So, see, I just announced it was going to be 2% and it sort of stuck.
Well, see, it's ridiculous in that answer.
It's not a ridiculous.
It's a complex question. There's so many moving parts.
No, but they all followed. Everybody else in the world followed it. It was like then in the 1990s. Is it the US followed in the 90s?
Was it not?
And then, so since it's thrived on that,
it's probably more likely to be reversed, like in terms of the historically what a healthy country's growth.
Yeah, it was kind of like
at 2%.
Yeah.
So we need to target 2%.
This kind of, I'd like to get this in watch.
The inflation targeting pioneers in New Zealand.
it's ridiculous.
But there's no other information out there. Right, isn't it? 2% is a problem.
No, there's extremely complex.
It's fluffy. Even the Bank of England's one, if you've gone that, it's just fluffy. It's meaningless. It's fluffy answers. That's not an actual answer.
I think it's just hugely complex.
It is?
There's not a single answer. Okay.
Well, like the initial birth of it might have been New Zealand, but like you said, historically that seems to have worked.
Yeah, you just look at it like America's going from World War II and say, right, they were at 2%, something like that.
I don't know if they had a target though. Is that the difference?
No, but they recognise what's healthy
publicly.
This is a country that's doing well. It's like employment levels are going up, house prices are going up.
But that could have been for so many different reasons.
Population prices are going up, and they're at 2% inflation, so let's target 2%.
Yeah, that could have been just pure coincidence there at 2%. So you're basing your whole economy off something that's
just a theory. I mean, that could be absolute fluff.
You sound like Gib.
Stony, you sound like an economist.
Me and Gib, big conversations just leaping away.
I dread to think. If you any plaudits of that 50 cent book that you were giving me,
yeah,
one of the best business books ever written.
It is 4.9, is it, on out of 5 on Amazon?
Yeah. I mean, how many
has he got? Highest rated books for business.
Do you not think it's because of his celebrity status that he got a good rating on it?
No. Because I don't think his crowd, 50 Cent crowd, would read that book.
It's hard to take business advice from anyone that's saying that you need you need to have validity and passion behind your project. So he opens a vodka company and then doesn't drink. So he pretends to drink in nightclubs.
Goes into vitamin water. That's
there's also difficulty to believe someone that says you should live within your means and then says you should have a really nice sports club to get into nightclubs. So that's difficult.
Sports
car to get into nightclubs. So you get recognition. Fresh trainers
that
on. Some people respect
that
you.
Nothing to do with
that's hard.
You guys have taken this book completely
There's also difficulty taking business from a guy that's been investigated from the SEC for pump and dump schemes.
He was telling a story.
That's true.
He's investigated.
Yeah, that was
Chris is wiki. Read his wiki.
He was talking about a story with a sports car getting into the club. He wasn't saying he needed that car to get into the club.
He was saying it's about perception.
He was going to the club anyway, but somebody came along who was a VIP.
Rover.
Nice car. As wheel. Took him because he thought he was somebody else. If you listen to the story,
he
thought he was somebody else and he invited him then in.
He's done well from his background.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't make
him a lot of lessons
business
to learn,
guru.
Why doesn't it make you a business guru?
Because he's done well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's created a successful business.
From his extreme. And he's failed at quite a few as well.
Yeah, so has everybody else. Everyone's failed
at
business.
People fail at business.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And you learn a lot of lessons from that.
Okay. But not all apply to everyone's circumstances, I suppose. So it's a very niche sort of circumstance.
No.
That a guy that can rap, uses social presence, can then go into any business that he wants, and some fail and some succeed.
That's as with everybody in the world, I guess, in that scenario. Everyone has their own history in their back, and there's no one successful way to make a business. Everybody finds different routes and different ways. It's just good to learn to
learn. I think we'll agree or disagree on how much business acumen.
It's very heavy on the Dave and Danny fight today.
Sorry.
Zach just sat here.
I'm loving it.
Your new tattoo.
Front row seat.
That is bigger news. Bigger news.
There's big
Molly
news.
Molly got a first tattoo.
Talk us through your decision to get that tattoo. Why you got that? Your first tattoo.
My first tattoo.
Yeah.
Decision to get it. I wanted it for a long time. Big Pokemon fan. So naturally got a Pikachu tattoo. And took me 2 years to get it.
I tweeted about it about two years ago.
And was like, I'll get a tattoo. And then took me 2 years to get the balls to do it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
My little tribute as well to the Lightning Network.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's a Lightning
That's
Network.
What I was saying.
No, oh, Pikachu's a Lightning thing, is it? I'm not a Pokemon guy.
You're not a what?
Pokemon.
Clearly.
Most of the time I'm talking about, I'm just like whining David.
You know what I'm saying? How it means.
Pokemon.
You
little monster or something?
Pokemon.
It means Pokemon. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
There's also some weird Satoshi link in the Google Pokemon Satoshi. There's someone maybe made the game is called Satoshi, which I thought was cool. There's something weird like that I remember looking
at. This is a sort of tie in. This is all why I got this tattoo.
Is Satoshi a really
cool Ash's engineer. Name in Ash. Japanese is Satoshi.
Whoa. Yeah, so whoa. Are we saying the guy from Pokemon Satoshi?
No.
The main character.
Satoshi was a big Pokemon fan.
Yeah.
That's why I get it.
It's Molly Satoshi.
Is it Molly?
Here we go, there's the big room.
Can we break that? Move some of those originals, please. To prove it, otherwise I don't believe you.
I don't believe it.
Okay,
but yeah, it was good. So you guys are next. I thought I'd do something big for the 100th episode.
Nice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you're getting the brick call, haven't you?
Yeah. That's just very good timing. Yeah. It wasn't for that, really.
No. And we haven't got the prototype to show everybody.
Yeah. Well, I had too much holiday. I'm thinking about canning it. Because like
canning it.
So we could discuss it.
We can build a can.
So we were gonna heat the office with Bitcoin miners, and we're just looking at how we're gonna do it in terms of piping heat and how we're gonna mitigate sound issues. But then we brought some miners in, and the S9s weren't throwing out enough heat really to fill our space. We need quite a few of them. Mm. And that one yesterday was only mining off two cards, which is why it was not pumping out enough heat. But it's also we wouldn't be able to control heat levels. In terms of it'd be all or nothing really.
Yeah.
If we vented it through. And that miner yesterday, because they can be temperamental in terms of hash cards. So you just wouldn't know. So I don't know whether just pin by just getting it.
Just get radiators and heaters.
Yeah, but it's so depressing, isn't it? Like electric heaters.
You could do it, but it might be just slightly beyond or like you could temperature regulate.
Don't ever say it's beyond. You can do anything.
No. I need better partners.
Quite good advice. From a distance.
What is good advice?
I tell
you all over because you little sprinkle good advice along with absolute dog shit that comes out of your mouth.
So you guys had a problem.
Then would claim, oh, that was me.
So you guys have.
While we're trying to knuckle down and get on with it.
So you guys had a problem while you were here one evening doing it. And
well, it was
an answer I already told you, and then Zach messaged.
When you say it,
I told
Zach. Actually, we want to go. Don't do what Danny said.
And then
me and Dave did have a word, and we don't want to do it because Danny took it.
I put the book, and he was right. That is a common theme. Just don't like doing that.
Just don't listen.
I wish you wouldn't say stuff, so then we can do it. If we have to find alternatives,
and then we announced the show and tell for this episode.
But I was away. I forgot I was on holiday.
It's also not because I'm a genius, which I am. I'm not. But it's because I'd already experienced doing it, and I told you how to do it.
You mined about 14 years ago.
Yeah, but we still have to.
I'm a mining champion. That's official.
That is official.
It's official.
Summer. So I had to deal with the heat.
Yeah.
And how you extract it out.
Man, is that you're like, it's not pumping out enough heat. You know from experience that they do if they get to full power.
Jeez, we had a warehouse that was, what was it, like 4,000 square foot or something, and massive tall ceilings as well. And it heated that place. That place was like, must have been 35 degrees.
But I thought you were using, you weren't using ASICs then?
No, graphics cards.
Graphics cards. So they had, okay.
Yeah.
And then just using fans.
We had
a fan at the graphic card to cool them. And then extract it.
So we had, so the graphics cards have little fans on them anyway, so they give it out, but it's harder because they don't disperse it like going one direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the graphics cards, the heat's just coming off them because like the metal, they have like the metal sink things, yeah. And they just get ridiculously hot, so the heat from that is just coming off it. So all around it, it's ridiculously hot, and then it slowly disperses throughout the room. But then as the room builds up, it doesn't really leave too well. So we ended up having vents, ducting pipes running from above all of the machines. So we're like racks of machines, and then above them, it was like sucking out the heat and then taking that out through the building and out through an extractor fan outside the building.
So you did use an extractor fan to actually make a negative air pressure suck it out.
Yeah, that's what I told you about.
We thought the air, because that's fine, but an S9 does provide a fan at either end to actually blow it out.
Four directions. But if you add the extractor fan on the other end as that would create the flow quite nicer.
Yeah. It's just a shame, isn't it? That if anyone should be doing it, it should be us.
The way you would regulate temperature, I assume, would be you control the inflow as well. So if you want it cooler, you make the inflow of cold air more.
You
need temperature sensors. No, you're thinking manual. You have temperature sensors which are opening valves to like the inflow and the outflow.
It's a tougher build though, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it's already out there. And then we could cabinet them away from the main office and duct it in.
Oh yeah, you could. Pipe it in.
Yeah. I mean, that would be very doable. But then we wouldn't have that sound issue. Just put them out.
You could have them in our storage space.
Well, we talked about them then, didn't we, last night?
There's another room in that cupboard. Is good for it.
The storage cupboard. Yeah, that's like.
You could duct it from anywhere. There's a few rooms that we could put a cabinet of him in and duct it through. You could do that quite quickly.
We'd easily do that because we've got the floor. It already goes through the floor, doesn't it? Mm. There's the boxes.
Mm. My other thought was because we've got the mezzanine and then there's a gap to this ceiling.
Pump in that
underfloor heating.
I wouldn't want to put a light. I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, massive fire hazard.
I wouldn't do that.
That'd be pretty hot.
Underfloor heating.
The miner's in a metal cabinet. And then just ducked in out.
I would say do it in there and then go up through.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you'd have to go up
the space. That we've already got the holes there for that. That would be okay. That'd be easy.
Ducting's not that expensive either. It's like 22 quid for 10 meters.
Yeah.
So it might be stubborn cheap.
Duck to the fucking hole.
Still might be on the cards pod.
Yeah. Back in with the sun.
We have show and tell.
You were going, but then he went on holiday.
It was left ready.
Me and Matt to do the
one. Just show it.
We 3D printed some pipe in.
That was beautiful.
It blocked the fan so much that the miner turned off because it was overheating.
Yeah.
So we were trying to create pressure with the heat and then duct it to individuals, but now we might just do what everyone else does and duct it into the room.
You need to see which slots, which squares we don't need access to for the powers and the Ethernet stuff, so it'd be depending on what's there for that. I don't know if they're all used or not.
What, you need to have it blowing up through the floor?
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah, all right. Just get a little vent.
Hot air. The gym idea was good as well.
Yeah, put
it on those animals. Yeah.
Oh,
it's already there.
The like New York.
Yeah, like the
But we're not going to get all the room. Like, if we
might
we
be
could
not
go
wear a draft steel those days.
Yeah, anyway, we diverge. Like, we should, I think we should be doing it if anyone needs to be doing it. We need to demonstrate that a waste product from mining can be used to heat.
It's not easy. It'd be easy for maybe an electrician and someone that kind of knows what they're doing with some of this stuff. But
do you take offense to that?
No. That's not as as a company. That's
why would you need an electrician? Why would you need an electrician? It's a plug and play miner.
Well, you've not managed to do it.
We plugged it in and mined it. We just didn't duct it.
Plumbing and heating. What do you need rather than?
We need somewhere. We just need time.
Yeah.
And some ducting.
Just time.
But you didn't listen to me the first time of what I told you to do.
Don't get into that. Don't get into that, Danny. Okay, what was next on the agenda?
It's a good film before we carry on.
Crushed, move on.
Maybe we'll do it. I think the problem is the reason these guys are now saying that they're going to scrap it off is because I've put pressure on them to say it needs to be done in the next couple of weeks.
Cause because
going to get
winter's coming.
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones. The weather is cold.
What it feels like.
So I said 2024 winter will be ready.
Maybe if we had some plan B and we could still do this is plan A and still have a plan B contingency.
You've got to have that.
But I think we do anyway. We've got to discuss it off pod because it's so bloody boring.
If you get it in 3 weeks, yes.
We've already got one. It's in place. It works.
Yeah, but it's the noise and everything else, you need to be able to duct it and pipe it up properly.
No. I mean, I've got a plan B, but I'll discuss it off pod.
Okay, cool.
Because this is supposed to be, I presume, some sort of entertainment for people. not just how we're going to heat our office with miners.
This is an interesting Bitcoin mining concept.
Do you want a Snipe mining update?
Someone actually was asking for a Snipe mining update.
Snipe mining update.
Oh, good one.
It doesn't work.
The one from last yesterday.
Yesterday we did accidentally snipe mine from the office. Yeah. And we missed a block by minutes, by the way.
Minutes.
Yeah. Two blocks by minutes.
Nightmare.
I know, so we didn't really get any reward for that, really. But the solar mine up running momentarily until it...
How long did it run before?
Well,
it's under a minute
this year. Seconds.
Right. When you're an experienced solar miner like myself, you identify bottlenecks within your system quite early. Okay, so I've got, and the Alaman is difficult. I'm up against it, and everyone wants to see me fail because I put myself on these pedestals, and everyone wants to keep me down. But what I will say is this: I've got a solar panel.
Not having an ego.
I've got the solar array, a battery, an inverter, and now a miner working. And the miner briefly twigged onto mine, but my battery amperage was too low, and it almost instantly drained by the miner. So now, once I identified that it's just a new battery. It's easy to plug in, so it's a bigger amperage battery. Got a 200 amp battery coming.
Oh,
can run a microwave for 2.5 hours without any input.
Nice.
So back in the game.
Nice.
So literally, it could be next couple of weeks. I'll be solving my just in time for winter.
Yeah.
It'd be bad if you could do that and heat the office with that.
This is my solo project. I'm working away from you.
We've got a big building that you can put solar panels all around.
Don't I know it? I've already had the electrician in.
Mm.
Quotes have been got.
We get quotes for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, we did, didn't we?
So, yeah, that's maybe another long-term project for the office. Cool. Anyway, update over. Back to the agenda. You're supposed to be
completely.
We're going to skip that one.
I don't understand pods. You can't have dead time where someone's just thinking about
it. Ordinals. Bitcoin ordinals.
Why are they still thinking?
They're not a thing.
That's the point of this. You didn't read this agenda, did you?
You said you read everything.
The guy's just creating the talking point. That's all.
I know you did.
I know.
Yeah. Down 97. Volume is down 97% since May. So people don't care about them. Now, however, there is a contradicting, because that's obviously factual. The majority of Bitcoin transactions are still made up from ordinals. Because we're seeing a backlog. There's still 300,000 transactions in the mempool? Most of them are under like 5 sats. Mm-hmm. Most of them are 1 sat, 1, maybe 2 sats. So that's like the smallest you'll be able to send a transaction through with.
Mm-hmm.
So people are clearly still making ordinals and doing something with them, but they're only willing to pay like tiny, tiny amounts per transaction.
Yeah, I was looking the other day on... There's a couple of like ordinal marketplaces popped up again. I think Deezy's made one.
Oh, yeah.
I was like looking to see if any of them had bids or anything. It's like, no, nothing.
That's to say the volume down 97%. Yeah. It's like people are not willing to buy them, which is why they've only been through it once. Because people are not willing to pay more to mint them and to do it. So you're ending up with a slowly dead, dying market until somebody cares about them and the price goes up. But yeah, 300,000 in the backlog is pretty much irrelevant for... everyone using Bitcoin, because it's just...
It's going to be pretty mad, say, if it does die, like, and everyone just stops doing anything with them in, like, 10 years' time, there's this chunk of the blockchain that's, like,
filled
what happened here. It's, like, a bit of history, isn't it? Like,
it is history.
Yeah. A couple of months where this crazy ordinals thing kicked off. And then
mistakes were made.
Yeah. People never learn, do they? And then recycle. People don't learn from history. This is going to be a fun one. Founder of Barstool Sports,
legend,
said the company will definitely add Bitcoin to its balance sheet. But there's also some other news, wasn't there, that you were saying?
Yeah, well, I think this quote came from a pod with Mallers, didn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't actually listened to it, but I was listening to him on some other show, and because he's just taken over Barstool again, he was like, it's losing millions every year, so he sacked half the staff.
So putting Bitcoin on the balance sheet is probably not wise right now. It's not going to be up there as a top priority.
Obviously, one of his quotes was like, he's rich, he wants to stay rich, so now he owns it again. We need to stop losing millions.
Yeah.
So he's on the road to break even. He thinks he can break even within like 6 months.
Where's his revenue come from?
Advertising.
Now the sports books, man. Advertising on YouTube stuff, like sponsored.
Yeah, just content advertising.
Is that most of the traffic's YouTube channels?
Yeah, I think so. Like, their blog's still quite popular, I think.
Right. I've never seen any from like blogs.
Drinks manufacturers and stuff like that.
Because he can't.
I have a lot of clients.
I can't do gambling anymore.
Can't do any sports.
Part of the deal. Yeah.
But it's like what's the mattresses are the big, weirdly
mattress
big
firm.
Mattress sponsors podcasts in the US are like a big thing. So it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's a weird one, but it doesn't really matter what he's talking about. The sponsorship money will still come in just because he's lost the sports stuff.
It's not they talk a lot about sports, don't they? You think their audience is sports based, so sports sponsorship does make sense if they're not allowed to do it.
Well, but they can still get sponsorship from a mattress company. Everyone sleeps on a mattress, so you know.
I think they're heavy on alcoholic drink sponsorship.
Yeah,
kind of go hand in hand with sports fans.
Yeah.
But he was talking about like. Obviously, who he let go and stuff, it was like, we don't need this big of a HR department. And and then the sales guys, he's fuming because he hasn't been running it for the last few years properly. The base salary of a sales guy is quite high, whereas the commission is low. He's like, that should be the other way around for sales. He's like, I want them selling. So he's like, bringing down all the base salaries and giving them higher up end on the commission.
Okay.
I just thought it was interesting. He's coming in and just... It's openly talking about this, which is quite interesting.
But that's an interesting change because where they've gone from a big public company where they don't pay attention in that detail, where he's now pulled it all back.
Yeah. Is their content going to get more controversial? Because
I can't say on here, but as soon as it got announced, one of the people said, we can say bleep again. They left it in. So.
Didn't he rehire someone who got fired for saying,
saying the N-word? That was his first act as...
Right. Okay.
So, yes. He's the shot.
Barstool,
well, he owns it 100% again, so. And he's rich, so he doesn't really care.
No.
I still don't know how that deal worked out. Because, like, if he sold it for $500 million and bought it back for a dollar.
Yeah.
But
what do you get? Inflation day. Deflation day.
Penn was still owed him a lot of money.
Penn, who bought them, were a billion-dollar public company. Mm. And Barstool was, like, losing a few million a year, so it's peanuts to them, really. Mm. Then they got this deal with ESPN, so they basically replaced Barstool with this.
So they had to clean up their act and get rid of
Disney only ESPN. And they don't like any of that.
Okay.
So like, we'll just give it back.
And without Portnoy, Barstool's probably dies.
Probably dies. Yeah.
Right.
So they gave it back to him for a dollar, but if he sells, they get 50%. He's never selling.
Yeah. Right.
And now it's obviously this losing millions a year that's coming out of his personal pocket. Yeah.
So he's going to just get a break even, and then
that's why he said he just wants to run it a break even. Yeah. He's happy, just like
right.
And it's interesting
that
to
like chaos.
Yeah, and he's so open about it. It's interesting to hear the
biggest
business
takeaway from Barstool that I can remember is how they hired interns.
Yeah,
I always thought it was just genius.
Why was that?
Like the questions or the stuff they make.
Well, first they video it and put it out.
Yeah, so like. How they hired Glennie Balls was because he's a really chubby lad that was actually quite fast. And so one of them just hired him because he was pacing.
There's like 100 meter.
They were like, gave him today points. Like, we've already hired him because he's actually deceptively fast.
They decided they were
brilliant.
It's blind Mike as well because he was blind.
Why not?
Didn't mind being abused about being partially sighted.
Yeah, and they're not like, we're not. Just, prove that he's blind. And
they threw a wallet on
him. It's ridiculous. So these might be all coming back, I suppose.
Interested to see the internal runnings of a business, obviously.
I did tweet something when he went back into the office. There was like a sign that was like, are you unhappy or something? And he just threw it in the bin.
Yeah.
And I was like, contact HR.
Yeah, with the public company owning it, they had to do the whole HR process.
Yeah.
They're proper and massive team and all that kind of stuff.
It's like ours here. Someone says, right, need to report some to HR. just sending for HR an email box and no one will ever pick it. Lots of HR. Anything more on Barstool for me, man?
I don't know. It'd be good to see you in it.
I mean, if you get any more comments on Basel performance.
No.
Interested to see if the likes of the Bitcoin company start sponsoring with them now if they can't get gambling.
Yeah.
Obviously, with the, he knows my stuff, budget, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Strike would be the obvious option there, but you're going to need a budget to sponsor that, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think any Bitcoin one is going to have that right now.
No.
Does he have any holdings of the other coins? I know he's obviously caught up in the SafeMoon stuff, but has he got rid of all that?
I think he sold everything, did he, except SafeMoon?
Yeah.
He said he'd never sold
it. Terrible time.
He stuck through to never
when he had the hats and he was deciding which one he was going to own.
Yeah. But he stuck true to never sign it. He lost it all. He's like, it's worth like a couple hundred dollars I think now or something.
But just check SafeMoon price on like CoinMarketCap or something. Because, I think he did a tweet about that maybe 6 months ago, was it, or something, saying, like, it's down to... Mm. Did he put 50K in it?
Something like that, yeah.
50K, 100K.
So. He's been at a few of the conferences, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think he definitely kind of knows Bitcoin is the one.
An author chart or...
Obviously, Marty Bent used to work
there. Oh, dear, look at the chart.
It's literally flatlined now.
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
I don't know what's happened to that.
It's worth... 0.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Euros. But yeah, it's pretty much flatline now, so he's probably lost that whole thing. But he's probably still holding because he likes to stay true to what he says, which is...
He's a loyal guy. You respect that.
I need to listen to the pod with Miles, but I feel like he's seen the light. He like kind of knows Bitcoin is the one.
Yeah. I think everybody does. That's part of it. But they also know that there's potentially money to be made in other things by gambling. So they're always hesitant to say, right, I'm just sticking to Bitcoin because they think they're leaving something on the table with the odds if they do that.
Especially if he's in a gambling company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Some sweeping time. Put on your hard hat. Sweeping up. Robinhood revealed to be the third largest Bitcoin holder with $3 billion in Bitcoin. There was a lot around going that people talking about, you know, Robinhood buying Bitcoin, blah, 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 blah. It's customer Bitcoin that they've moved from Coinbase, Gemini, and Binance. So assuming they was backing out to... Robinhood were probably backing out to them three for their liquidity. And it looks like maybe they've now just pulled all that.
Taken custody of themselves.
To custody it themselves or to another party that's custodying it for them.
Would they have to announce that as a public?
I don't know if they'll have to announce the detail of that because unless it's a new partner, rules they've got around partner companies. But yeah, they'd have to announce they've bought $3 billion with it. They've bought that on their own balance sheet.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the true case. And I think they only hold, is it 20 or 30 billion? I mean, like, say 20 billion total assets for customers. So 3 billion of that would be like, 15%, let's say, is held in Bitcoin, which is probably about right. Knowing some numbers behind the scenes, I think that sounds about right. So I think that was just, it's just customers' Bitcoin just being moved into a different storage. It's not newsworthy, but everyone jumped on that last week and made a big song and dance about it.
It's a bear market with just any news. Jump on anything.
And then the follow-on to that, there's two follow-ons to that actually. So there's the Russian. So the Russian that died in the plane crash the other day, everyone's saying the fifth rich wallet now was belonging to him, blah blah blah. If you do a little bit of digging, you can find that actually that wallet is the Bitfinex hack from 2015, 2016, can't remember what year it was. And it's the Bitcoin from that, and that wallet, that Bitcoin has moved into what is then the FBI wallet. So it's the FBI wallet, which I assume is getting returned to Bitfinex at some point as well. I'm not sure where that's up to.
How have people
been? Do you think it was just some guy tweeting for the laugh and then think,
well,
yeah, probably.
And everyone ran away with it like it was some crazy news or something. But if any of them took 10 minutes to actually properly go look and check, it's, as far as we can see, it's just the Bitfinex hack money that's been sat there for a long time. Or it was moved when I think the FBI seized it in 2022, was it? And it's in FBI custody at the minute. That wallet is actually an FBI wallet, as far as we're aware. And then another one, just to help sweep up, finish sweeping up, triple. They just get really excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
In a treble. Twitter, the one that was going around yesterday and last night with Twitter obtaining Rhode Island currency license. For some reason, we all know Twitter's already been going for the money transmission licenses in all the states. They've already got 7 of them or something, I think, already. So it's not news for one, and I don't understand why it's all of a sudden everyone's jumped on it. But everyone's saying, oh, it's for crypto payments and Twitter's going to add crypto and blah, blah, blah. And it's like the money transmission license in the States and the US is the same for moving virtual e-money and money as it is for sending cryptocurrency. So, you know, Coinbase and the likes, Gemini, they need money transmission licenses in each state, which is the same ones what these guys are going for. Rhode Island, just call it a currency license rather than a money transmission license. Again, my understanding, someone correct me if I'm wrong, which means that they've just gained a money transmission license in Rhode Island. Doesn't mean anything to do with cryptocurrency or whether they're even going to touch.
Yeah, there's no intentions there that they're going to.
No,
yeah.
There's no one said anything. It's like everyone's just pieced something together because it wasn't money transmission license, it's currency license. They've just gone, ooh, it's cryptocurrency, and that's part of what they do there. It's like just, it's clutching at straws for news, I feel like, for bullish news, which is just is fake news. And then I'd rather we get genuine bullish news, not fake bullish news. Yeah, there you go. There's a story that Mike has just brought up there. Required, they obtain a license required for virtual currency, but virtual currency is e-money and things like that.
But it does lead to the potential of them adding.
So does every company out there that has a money transmission license. They now have the theoretical license to be able to operate cryptocurrency, but they're not doing it. And we know full well Twitter's not looking to, or X now, are not looking to be this big decentralized global payments player. They want to be PayPal 2.0. Mm-hmm. It's literally, they want to be, what's the Chinese one called?
WePay.
WeChat.
No,
that he's literally came out on a interview saying he wants to basically copy WeChat for the Western world. So he's trying to be a centralized payments app, PayPal. That's all he wants to do. So it's negative for me. This whole thing's negative. Why we're making it into a positive thing, I think, is crazy. It's just ridiculous. So yeah, my rant over and my sweeping done.
There you go. Also gone back to twitter.com domain.
Have they?
Yeah. Check that, Mikey.
That's interesting. I don't think X, for me, just doesn't count.
I thought twitter.com redirected to x.com.
Yeah, I saw a tweet and then saying they've gone back, and then I looked and they had gone back.
It still works, doesn't redirect.
Yeah.
Mm. What was the... it's twitter.com at the top.
So it does still work for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just frustrating news that's not really news being made into news and being dragged as bullish, which for me,
news sites silly. Just have to post something in right now.
It's a slow
news. Pretty dry, isn't it? So
it's crazy in an industry that's verified on trust, and nobody's verifying any of this information or even thinking for themselves to understand that, you know, that's not really the case. It's just crazy. Maybe I'm wrong. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, please. In the comments. I know
he's done it. He's all down.
He didn't know what to send.
So she's not going to do some sweeping about it.
Move on. I think we've done that. We didn't even end up talking about it, did we? Omen.
Armani.
Because Dave started picking on me saying Armani when it wasn't. I said Omani.
How long have we been going, Mikey?
58 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't even get into that, did we? About them $1.1 billion invested into Bitcoin mining infrastructure.
No.
And Bitcoin being Sharia compliant money, according to them. Not quite sure they've officially said that, have they? I think one of their...
Someone tweeted about it the other day.
Yeah, there was some comment from someone somewhere within it, I think. I can't remember who it was.
I don't think you'll ever get...
That was Marty Penn I was thinking of.
Yeah, no, I like to retweet it, but...
There's a comment within the... from Omar.
Weird comment to say, but... I like to retweet.
I like to retweet.
I don't know why I did say that. In terms of you will never get like a singular decision on Sharia or not, like from this. There's lots of players involved who make individual decisions on that. But I think it'd be huge if there was a movement that way for Bitcoin, especially in the MENA regions.
Mm-hmm. What does Sharia compliant money mean?
So like the Islamic Sharia laws that. that they currently have to uphold. And so if you're saying that an investment in Bitcoin abides by those laws, whereas there's different like laws on terms of how you use money over there, in terms of you're not supposed to try and, you've got to try and make money work for you and not take claim too much REBA, like interest on it.
Right.
Basically, don't use a debt instrument.
Yeah, it's all about how, like debt over there is about how you share the liabilities, basically. Mm. So traditional Western, like mortgage, for example, is like all on the house buyer, whereas in Islam, it's more like a shared obligation from the bank, and there's a trust thing.
Right.
So if Bitcoin was to become like seen as a sheer instrument, then it could be something that the people are able to use. Like there's a lot of gold is used a lot over there in those sort of cultures, because it's more of like a useful product to have rather than money, so they convert it into gold and other assets, actually. So Bitcoin could potentially be one of those.
Right.
Explain, like, I'm fine. It's like Bitcoin is not backed by debt.
Yeah.
So theoretically it falls under the compliant rules.
Okay.
It's an interesting area for Bitcoin.
Cool. Interesting they're mining at that scale, or trying to begin to mine at that scale.
What power source are they using?
Should I ask you?
I'm not sure.
Mining champion.
I didn't see. Does it say that in there, Mike?
For oil, cheap oil.
You would assume it'd be...
Oh, electricity costs quite cheap.
I mean, they've got all the sunshine. They could probably want nearly all the rest, so solar power.
Mm. Do they know? Have they done anything yet? They just announced...
So they're investing into it, maybe.
I think they'll invested a couple hundred million at the minute. I think they've got scope to do 1.1 billion, I think was the chairman's take. I thought you were then going to say, have the consolidated with Davy on the solar mine?
It might be in a population of one individuals that are solar mining in the Isle of Man for Bitcoin. There can't be many out there.
I don't know.
He hasn't
heard
anyone
else. I don't know.
I'd like to hear from other people so we can share problems and talk about solutions.
If you are
a solar miner, please reach out.
When we first spun up a lightning node, there was already one in the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
And we still don't know who it was.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah.
We were number two in theory, but we were like one of the first in the world.
I know, because we did that so early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's already one in the element.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was up in Jerby? Ramsey way, up north of the island. Mm. It was one of them weird places.
There's something nefarious then, I'm sure.
Yeah.
How many is that? That is Matt. there might be a huge population of people's solar mining in the Isle of Man, I just don't know.
Yeah. You're just in your own little ego bubble.
Yeah.
Right, cool. Corny corner news.
With a bubble, you don't know you're in a bubble. See it through. She just. Okay.
Yeah, that's very well described of a bubble.
You know, as I got that from The Big Short, I think.
Oh,
you watched that?
No, again, there's a pole point in a bubble. You can't see him.
I've never watched it.
I know, Criminal, by the way.
Time.
Criminal.
I know, I saw.
If you haven't watched it,
never watched
it. Like,
it is a good film.
I probably should.
It's like you're not reading the Bitcoin Standard.
What did your wife think of it?
Yeah, she liked it.
Did she?
She didn't get to the end, though. But...
No, I'm not sure.
It's mad. Should we have... Right.
I don't watch
films.
Big Short is fundamentally why Bitcoin came about. They quote the newspaper on the Genesis block on what was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
The amount of fraud from bankers in
movie night.
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Yeah. There's lots of moving parts to the economy, Dave. Remember about inflation?
Yeah, but they literally quoted. There's another bailout. 2008.
Bitcoin.
Those bailouts were
because Bitcoin was already being created before that really kicked
off. Oh, you're going to get into that, but yeah.
Well, it was. You know, started actually building it in 2007.
Yeah, but you could say all the 20 years before all that development.
Yeah, all that.
So, yeah, sure.
People were trying to create a decentralized digital currency for many years before.
I suppose. But I still think it's fundamental, that period of time.
The trust in a government and banks to run the money, then yes, of course.
Because all these bankers behaving fraudulently, essentially, and we, the taxpayer, bailing them out at the cost of our pocket, and none of them getting arrested or going, you know, any punishment whatsoever. Just the segregation of banking laws. It's pathetic.
Mm-hmm. And we get scrutinized for what we do.
anyway.
God, for like the 100th podcast, this has been very heavy on the old rants and
busy,
like
it's it gets a bit, you know, busy. It gets a bit naggy when you're busy, isn't it? Like
yeah,
yeah.
We've got a lot on.
Right, well.
It's every week, Dave.
No.
Speaking of having a lot on, coin corner news.
Oh, surely there's only one big bit of news. The Lolly.
Yeah, that's like the main news.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So we announced our partnership with Lolly. Was it last week? Last week?
Yes.
Last week.
That was all over Twitter, wasn't it?
That was what?
It was all over Twitter.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So first integration, we believe, with the actual traditional point of sale software, hardware. Lolly. It's good. They did a little demo video of it all working as well. Looks great. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. People loving it.
Right.
Anything else to add to that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. You're
no. So that's really cool.
Merchants that are accepting will hopefully be announced in the coming, I don't know, time scales because I'm not too heavily involved in that at the minute, but I'm not saying months rather than weeks, just so cover myself there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we get some merchant announcements so people can see where they are and they can go and spend.
Well, they've got some big clients, haven't they?
Yes.
We need more integrations, don't we? Should be the tip of an iceberg.
Make it that easy transition.
More easy access for people, I think. We know having your own separate device for all different payment methods is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And we know that. We kind of had that impression going into it originally when we started with POSs. But we needed to make it easy for people to try it and prototype it and proof of concept. Now the integration comes and now the hard work has begun.
We need to get it to a point where you don't even know. Like people don't have to ask. The merchant doesn't have to know what you're paying in. It's just like, dude.
You don't want to be able to like tap in with a bulk card. It's like you tap with your Visa or MasterCard. You don't need to know it's a Visa or a MasterCard. You don't have to say I'm paying with Visa, I'm paying with MasterCard. Mm-hmm. I'm paying with American Express is kind of a what you do have to kind of say.
Yeah.
But you need it to be eventually like that. So you tap in and it doesn't matter if it's a Visa, MasterCard or a bulk card, you tap and pay. Or on the screen, it displays a QR code. So you have that option. You don't have to say to the person behind the counter, the till, like, can I pay with Bitcoin? Mm-hmm.
It's the burden of having to ask.
It's a big headache.
People up.
Yeah. That's definitely one of the big things that puts people off paying with Bitcoin. So you need to pay without realizing you're paying or pay without either party realizing they're paying.
Yeah.
Which we'll get there, but that's our long-term strategy, I guess.
Yeah. Cool, so that was exciting. And then the other one, smaller news, but where we've entered, Swan Bitcoin's Orange League Bitcoin eSport.
Oh, that's big news.
What is that? What's that?
What is it?
What's that eSport?
CSGO.
CSGO.
Counter-Strike.
Why wasn't I asked?
You were away.
But you can't play anyway.
I've got a feeling I'll be really good at
it.
You ever played a game with a mouse and keyboard before?
You barely use a keyboard.
He's like, have you seen his
phone? I was pretty good type. I've seen you on a computer.
So the thing,
isn't Gib captain?
Name the captain.
Yeah, organising, aren't
you? There's the European qualifiers are in a few weeks. What's the name?
This went totally over my head because I don't understand, but check your coin corners. Apparently, check your corners is like a saying.
Corners.
Yeah, so we're checking
your coin corners.
I was like, what's with the name, guys? I don't understand. And Google doesn't
understand.
They've
been practicing.
They have been.
Yeah.
As a unit.
Heavy practice over the weekend.
Really?
I've kind of taken on kind of like a coaching role.
Sorry.
Now, why do I guys?
I was going to say,
I've injected myself as a coach.
Do you want to? We can answer the chat as a chat.
He's playing on coaching.
You need a manager and a chairman.
The coach needs a coach.
I'm going to step in.
Even though the CSGO wants.
Yeah. So just call me coach.
The boys have been practicing. My only worry is I think the tournament rules are one member needs to work at the company, the rest can be like ringers. All of our members work at the company, so
we can pull in some professionals.
No, we can pull in some.
Stay true to who we are.
We do that.
Well, let's see how the first game goes.
We can pull in for this. Let's get
ready. Qualifier.
Why would we do that?
Surely everyone's just got work at the company. You just open yourself up for that.
Yeah.
Well, I think they want a certain skill level game.
Why? It'd be funny if you just saw me. How do you not look?
What you just looking on?
It should be a rule. CEOs have to play.
Yeah.
We played it a while back, didn't we?
We
then found out it's because my machine, graphics card wasn't working, and we didn't realise.
That old story.
It was bad. It was bad old.
I dominated.
Yeah, we should have had some situation. We should have had some sort of office tournament to determine.
I was saying we should hold tryouts. Yeah.
I just put it. I didn't think we were going to get as many as we did. To be fair.
The boys are keen. The boys are
playing substitute as well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Although we might have to think of a different substitute.
Who's the substitute?
Who was the substitute?
Oh, never mind.
Vic.
Vic.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Victor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Mel will be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Who's in the team? Can we go through this? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't want to leave someone out.
Gib.
Alec Ryan.
Alec Ryan.
Right.
Maybe Francis.
There's no female representation.
I'm just overseeing.
And they were on the bats, you know.
Yeah. Women are not naturally born.
Women are what?
Is that what you're expecting to say?
We don't know aggression in us, are we, really? I'd be more worried that, like, two members from your team are on.
All right. I can't
see who the members
are. Was there anything else?
We're going to win, though. We have to win.
Yeah. We got Merchant of the Month.
Let's win.
Have we?
Oh,
yeah.
We're bringing that old thing back.
Yeah.
Oh, the MLM.
Just bringing it back.
MLM. I don't need any of this writing.
That's my writing, that's why.
Here's the Merchant of the Month.
Satoshi's Wardrobe. Their Bitcoin clothing.
Oh, yeah.
And nice. They're going to do us a discount code. I don't have the discount code right now, but I'll put it in the show notes.
Is that the Holy Roses?
Yeah.
I was suspicious of that all their artwork's AI generated.
We think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Clever.
Just very clever. Saving on labour.
If you like the artwork.
Makes sense. Yeah, and you get 5%, save 5% if you pay in Bitcoin, and you pay in Bitcoin using us, so I will include
that. Yeah, if you're buying Bitcoin clothing, you kind of have to pay in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you doing?
That's fraud.
I think anything selling. Who was, oh no, it was a while back, wasn't it? No, sorry. I saw this tweet this morning, train of thought.
Every time I buy a Bitcoin bug, I get angry that I have to buy off Amazon.
Yeah.
Not the old one. Amazon top sellers.
I want to be able to, yeah.
And Amazon I mean, sell Bitcoin.
Yeah, it makes sense for the author, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it should really. Bitcoinlibrary.com.
I got time to get myself. Have you got that?
No, I don't know. Should probably have a look.
We might be having a meeting.
Exactly, yeah. Look at those.
I'm
pretty wavy.
Neon Bitcoin sliders.
How much are my discount?
They are nice.
I'll be getting those.
Rosie said delivery to Ireland is a little bit slower.
How long? Would it be here by the end of next week?
I don't know. Ask. I need them for next week.
I need them by the end of next week.
It's a pretty obvious one.
Yeah, I forgot.
Just wearing flip-flops around the office.
Yeah, I do need some office flip-flops.
No one needs office flip-flops.
Delivery 12th to 14th of September.
Oh. No, it'd be too late.
Okay.
Oh, well. Don't know what the discount code is right now, but we'll put it in the show notes. And then we'll shout about it next week instead.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Cool.
All right,
thanks. I like it.
Anything else? The book with me and you reading, what's it called? Lynn Alden's new book.
Yeah. Mine hasn't been delivered yet. Broken Money.
Broken Money.
Yeah.
Yours hasn't arrived yet, has it?
No.
Oh.
If anyone wants to join us, me and Zach are reading it together.
Dad's waiting for the audio book.
Yeah, she said the audio is coming, so.
Bitcoiner's book club.
We're all on that.
Yeah.
To discuss later.
You want it, Mo?
Alan's reading it as well.
Will be, after this.
Is he?
Yeah. So you can maybe discuss with him as well.
Okay.
There's quite a few people reading that.
Gandalf was reading.
Yeah, Gandalf. Have a discussion get a big group together.
Yeah.
Might
be better than that 50 Cent one. I wonder how many times is it Hustle's mentioned in that? In the Lynn Alden book.
Control F for it.
You think it's mentioned once?
No.
Never won't, because it's not about business.
In the 50 Cent book, I reckon the word Hustle was used over 1,000 times.
No, don't be silly.
How many pages is that?
Yeah, I wouldn't think that.
Okay. I might be wrong. I was only guessing.
Says it a lot at the beginning, but then after that, it doesn't.
No. Okay, right.
And maybe it's just because I listened to it. You listened to it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that.
Great
hustle,
book.
Hustle.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Cheerio.
Peace.